It's only just a matter of.
Thanks for listening to this podcast featuring bonus content from my interview with Alistair Begg about his book, Pray Big. You also say to pray for riches. Unpack what you mean there.
Yeah. Well, when people see that chapter and they say, oh, pray for riches, they say, oh, Begg has gone over to the other side now.
Call the prayer chain.
health, wealth, and prosperity. We should ask God for the riches that he provides. And so Paul is actually saying that you need to understand that in Jesus, you're going to inherit the riches of his glory. And, you have to stop for a minute and say, well, what is his glory? And his glory is, ultimately the reality of himself, is the substance of all that he's revealed of himself. Our minds are limited. They're unable to grasp that. And Paul says, I'm praying for you, believers, that you would understand something of those riches, and that all of God's majesty and his might and his truth and his holiness and his grandeur and his grace, the fact that he is infinitely perfect, that there's always more and more of him. There's always more and more to enjoy. You never come to an end of it. Unlike anything else. I mean, you come to the end of a meal, you come to the end of a piece of music, you come to the end of the stage play. But as C.S. Lewis writes, he says, what we have then in God is we have a melody line that we've never heard. We have a fragrance that we've never smelt. We have the picture of a place that we've never been. These are going to be the riches of eternity. We could say, this is a wonderful conversation. It's a pity it had to stop. I don't know if you'll feel that way, but let's imagine for the sake of it, we said, it's a pity it'll have to stop. In eternity, it'll never have to stop. If you say, like I had a friend from Scotland here last week, and he said to me, I'm not going to see you again for a long time. That'll never happen in eternity. It's going to be one of the benefits of what it means to see him and to be made like him and to be brought into the fullness of all of his purposes. Those are the kind of riches.
Yeah, I knew everybody who knows you knew that's what you're going to say. I've been thinking about this passage. I need to find it. I just heard it in passing, but it's not leaving me alone. But it's the idea of the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking, been pondering that, just the riches of those things, the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I mean, we have an incorruptible inheritance waiting for us on the other side. But some of those riches he gives to us now, but again, we miss them if we don't even understand who we are and who he is. Say a word, if you would, about praying for power.
Yeah. Well, again, it's interesting. I was just trying to work through a little passage last week at the end of Colossians 1, where Paul is telling the Colossians, he's saying to them, I want you to become mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, and to this end I toil, struggling with all the power that God works in me. And you've got this amazing paradox, or not quite paradox, but you've got this juxtaposition of things, the same as in Philippians, where he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you. Why, first of all, we need this power because we're weak. But why do we want the power? So that people will think we're powerful. Well, that would not be good. That's not the reason. That's to ask for it wrongly in terms of James 5. No, we want to know the power of the resurrection, that we might know Jesus and the fellowship of his sufferings and the power of his resurrection at work in us, where our people look at us and go, he's not much, she's not much. How in the world is this happening? This is the power of God. He puts his treasure in old clay pots so that the transcendent power might be seen to belong to God and not to us. So when we are trying to put ourselves forward as, I'm not an old clay pot. I'm a beautiful piece of, Danish pottery or something. And the people looking at us, and then it's all about us. But when they realize the frailty of the pot, then the power of God becomes manifest. That's what we're looking for.
Beautiful. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can give a gift today at myfaithradio.com.